You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Welcome to Side B of this week's Clock Radio Speakers. If you haven't already caught Side A, please go listen. ClockRadioSpeakers.com, SoundCloud.com/ClockRadioSpeakers. And Armand, yes, people are telling us that they do listen to Side B.
I thought it was Side A that they don't listen to.
That's what I mean. Like, they purposefully, like, seek out Side B.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's foul, yo. We drop a lot of jewels on Side A. Don't do that.
So on Side A... Go ahead.
You got a whole experience, huh? It's like watching Little Giants when Spike goes to the Cowboys. You got to watch the whole movie.
It's like buying Life After Death and you put disc 2 in first.
Yeah.
Can't do
you
that.
You start with dang, what's the first
Notorious Thugs.
Is that track 1?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
Nah, no, it's
all right,
not.
Hold on.
I thought there was an interlude or
No.
Maybe right. This is actually pathetic that I have to look this up. No, you're right. It is.
Of course I'm right.
Oh, come on, fam.
He starts track disc 2 with a 6-minute long song.
Amazing. Question.
Yeah.
Question. Why does Notorious Thugs come on like that? So on. Like there's no intro. Like it feels like a second or two is clipped off and it just like it's like half of the piano was cut. It's like it's weird. It's like the end of a note. I don't know.
So someone's doing drag racing outside your window?
I live on one of the busiest streets in Columbus, so very, very possible.
Great.
You can never defeat.
One of my favorite stories about Notorious Thugs. It was probably must have been 2004 or 2005. What?
I already know the story you're telling.
Oh, have I told this in the show?
Is it a personal story or is it the story about? Oh, okay. If it's a personal story, then nah, I don't know.
In like 2004, 2005. I'm at UConn. I'm in a bar. It's probably, I don't know, like not quite end of the night, but it's like, you know, 2/3 of the way there. It's packed, a lot of people. And they play Notorious Thugs. And no joke, this mostly white crowd is rapping along word for word.
Wow.
With Biggie's verse. It was incredible.
Have you seen what's the dude's name from ESPN? Who does the show with his dad? Is that Levitard?
I don't know,
but his dad, the, I don't know if he's Cuban or Dominican or whatever, he raps Biggie's whole verse. It's kind of, anyway.
So we talked, Run the Jewels 2, we talked about Nicki's new single, we talked about Drake's three songs. So if you want to hear those, I mean, you should go listen anyway, because it's really good, but you know, go listen to Side A. So what are we talking about for Side B of this week's episode?
Okay, so we've got Staly on deck.
Yep.
His album Ohio. We've got Logic,
mm-hmm.
his album Under Pressure, and we've got Triply. I forgot the name of Triply's album. Was it Rise?
Rise.
Rise. Okay. So we've got those three to talk about today.
So you want to start with Staly?
Yeah, sure.
So this album has been a long time coming for him, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little confused. So he had,
Lincoln Way Nights.
Lincoln Way Nights. He had Honest Cowboy.
He had Honest Cowboy. Then he had the Savage Journey. He had the Savage Journey to the American Dream too.
Which is really better than people give him credit for.
Well, because it's not with Rashad.
Right.
It was with Block Beaters.
Block Beaters, which I like Block Beaters.
And a lot of those beats weren't mastered.
Right. That's actually that's not atypical for Block Beaters.
I feel like those records should have been. I think the detrimental to that project was that those records should have been bigger and would have been bigger with the proper mix right. and master. But you know, free project.
Right. So Staly, as everybody probably knows who's listening to this, you know, he had Lincoln Way Nights, which we both liked.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It made us take notice of him. Absolutely.
Right. There were a couple records on there that still I could go back and I'm like, oh.
Oh, come on. She hates the bass.
She hates the bass. That is the record. So he signed with MMG back in what, 2011?
Maybe 2012. Nah, 2011 sounds about right.
I think 2011. And we were a little confused. Is that fair to say?
I would say that.
Okay. Because he didn't really quite fit in with the MMG aesthetic.
Yeah, but I mean, shoot, who does? Meek, I guess. Meek and Gunplay. Wale doesn't fit.
Right.
Omarion, Maybach O doesn't fit. So, I mean, you know, it happens.
So, you know, he did these other little projects in between. Like we previously mentioned, the record with Block Beat is Honest Cowboy, which is an EP. But now he finally, you know, he gets his debut major label album.
Yep.
Which is still a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially for artists. I think.
Absolutely.
Artists make a bigger deal out of it than I think regular people do, but, you know.
Sure, sure. I mean, who doesn't? At the end of the day, like, we can all talk about being independent artists and, you know, not signing the major label deals. But when that label cuts that check and gives you a release date and you've got promo runs and you see your name and your album cover on billboards and all that stuff, like, that's a big deal.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely a big deal.
So the singles from this were Always Into Something.
Yep.
Jack and Chevy's.
Yep.
And One More Shot. So the other big news for this is, you know, he, after Lincoln Way Nights, he sort of did stuff with other producers, but now he's, for the most part, got Rashad producing mm-hmm. almost the whole thing. Couple tracks that Rashad doesn't do, but Rashad yep. does the majority of the album.
Yep, I think they said eight records.
Right. So that, you know.
Can we also make note that probably it's a safe assumption, a safe bet that Staly got this date because of Meek's situation, right?
Oh, that's interesting. So they needed something?
They needed something. And I think that's why Ross stepped up and said, I'm doing another album too. So I think they're trying to build momentum because then they're going to have Wale drop. He's building momentum. And then Meek will probably be the summer, which actually works. Meek needs to be a spring summer album guy anyway.
Couldn't they get Gunplay to do something?
Gunplay should have been.
I know. That buzz is gone.
That buzz is gone. They squandered that twice, actually. He had two really good times to do something, and they flopped on it.
Right. So, you want to go track by track on this?
We can.
So track one, Welcome to Ohio, and Ohio here stands for Over Here I'm Original.
Yep.
Produced by Rashad. I
like how you said that.
What do you mean?
Well, that's nice.
Good for him. This is a cool record.
You think it serves well as the intro?
It's okay. How do you feel about it?
Same. It's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. One more shot in the liquor. I already have that stuck in my head.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get there. Second track is Jack and Chevy's.
Yeah.
With a, NWA sample, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about this record?
It's cool. It's funny that both of his singles, two out of three singles, have NWA influence.
Mm.
You know, but I'll talk about that a little later.
I'm really okay with this. Like, it's funny. Like, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Big Crit, but like, after Crit has now made for me every type of song you can possibly make about a car. So I kind of in car. Maybe it's me. I love my car. I got a nice Mazda 3 that I love, but like, I'm not in car culture. So like, every time there are two songs about cars on this 12 track album.
Well, it's funny because this was my question. So, okay. And let me give you some insight about how Ohio feels about this Staly album.
This is, yes, please do.
So from what I've seen, people wanted it to represent Ohio, but my question has been, what is Ohio known for? And my understanding was, one of my OGs was telling me that car culture was really heavy in the 90s here. And a lot of those people who had those cars are now incarcerated or dead. So once that kind of dried up, the culture went away with it. So Ohio isn't, like, I'm not saying this in a bad way, but Ohio it's the Midwest, so it's a melting pot of a bunch of different things. But, you know, there's very few things that the city or the state is known for. Like, I'm going to Ohio for this. You know what I'm saying? So the problem is that a lot of people are expecting Staly and expecting artists to do one thing that just encapsulates an entire state as a whole,
right.
And it's impossible.
Sure.
It's impossible. What this says to me, what Staly did with this album calling it Ohio, because it's been a big deal. Why'd he call it Ohio? And he didn't, like, just the fact that he has said, hey, I want to make my city or my state. Why do I keep calling it a city? I want to make my state, like, well known. It then opens the door up to other artists. So when they say, oh, I'm from Ohio, they say, oh, and they associate that with Staly and anything else that he's already bringing to the table and Rashad. And from there, they can decide whether they want to, you know, move forward. So, so the car culture is a thing or was a thing. I don't know if it's as big as it was. I don't think it's as big as it was, but you know, it is a thing.
Okay.
It is a thing. And Rashad is very much known in the city for his production. So, you know, sonically, I would say, yes, it's a pretty good representation of Ohio.
So how do you feel about Jack and Chevy's?
I don't like the song.
Okay. It's not great.
I guess I can appreciate him trying to do something different. But for me, I don't think Staly has done enough to kind of big Crit himself. Where Crit just kind of like had this sound and he ran it into the ground, for lack of a term. I would still like Staly to do those lush Rashad / Justice League esque joints. And I'm not, but I mean, you know, he's got to do records that are more up tempo. He's probably going to tour this summer. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of needs records like that. So I'm not mad at it. I'm just not.
He kind of needs good records though. Like
true.
But hey, you know, so next song is Problems.
Yeah.
Also produced by Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
Beat is cool.
Same beat is dope.
I'm just starting to wonder, like, three tracks in, I'm starting to wonder, maybe Staly's just not that exciting to me right now.
Let me say this though. Okay. His flow has improved on this album. I think so.
Okay.
I think so. You said really? Oh, the subtle shade from Doc. The subtle shade.
Where would you say? No, I'm just kidding. You know what it is? We say this in the show all the time. I start with the beats first, and these beats are good, but I'm holding. It's not fair. I'm just waiting for She Hates the Bass Part 2.
Sure.
And that's totally, completely unfair.
Sure.
That's what I keep waiting for.
Sure.
Boomin, also produced by Rashad.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yes.
You like this one?
Yes.
I like this beat.
Yes.
Okay, we got one.
We got one. Oh my God, that's such a 2000. And I cringe every time I hear Child of God and I hear you say, Ayo Doc, we got one. Like, that's so rapperish. Like, God, why did I say that?
Oh, but I should go find those ad libs and then just sprinkle them.
You should not. Are you going to do the Jimmy Fallon thing and just take my ad libs and like turn them into a song?
That's a great idea. No, it's a really, anybody who like makes software, I need some soundboard software so I could just sit here and, you know, because I was thinking like when you start the show off and you're like, you know, saying all the different URLs, I really just want a really quick, easy way to like hit a button and have the Funk Flex bomb drop, you know.
We absolutely need that.
At CRS Podcast.
We need air horns.
Well, that, you know, I can do that in post, but...
We need whistles. We need flutes.
At least the flutes. Y'all can't say it right now, but I've got my elbows geared over towards my keyboard.
We need Swiss beats. We need Swiss beats. Show them what they're dealing with. And we need a Showtime. Yeah. And also need tugboats. We need that as well.
What's great is it's such a random Swiss Beats record, and yet you and I reference it all the time.
What, Big Business?
Yeah.
Hey, fellas. Tell them what they're dealing with. La, da, da, da. Okay, I'm good. I'm ready.
Oh, remember Andale? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, come on, man. You know what, though? I can respect Swiss for like trying to make big records that he... You know what I'm saying? I always think of that. Do you remember that beat battle with him and Kanye at Summer Jam?
Yes.
Where he killed Kanye at the beat battle?
Well, because he was... Yeah.
I mean, but I think Kanye learned something.
Mm.
I think Kanye, like, Swiss Beats makes those records that sound good live. And at the time, Kanye wasn't quite doing that. But now, Kanye makes great live music.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We've had you and we've had our listeners, you know, say that the Yeezus tour made them completely 180 their opinion on the album just based off of, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it didn't make them 180. I thought it was a great album. It was a great tour.
No, you already thought it was a great. You don't count.
We've gone from subtle shade to you don't count. You're not the boss of me. No.
But, you know, so I don't know. But you know, shout out to Biz Suites. I'm going to go read that article again just because. As I reflect back on my life, it's my birthday's coming to, I need to think about great moments, and that was a great moment. Anyway, Stally, booming, dope.
Dope record. Track 5, Would It Be Like, featuring Nipsey. Produced by somebody named David D.A. Doman.
I don't know. Okay. I hate these generic Cash Money record song titles.
Would it be?
Would it be like? I just.
You hear Juvie.
It's BG. Yeah, nah. But you know me, like I'm a Nipsey Hussle fan, so I'm a tad bit biased, but
okay.
I'm not really cool on this beat, but I like Nipsey.
I do not like this beat at all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Now we get to the aforementioned One More Shot.
One more shot of liquor.
With Rick Ross and August. And is it Alcina? I guess.
Yeah, it's Alcina. It's the poor man's version of a poor man's version of a poor man's version of a poor man.
Of who?
August Alcina is a poor man's Trey Songz, who's a poor man's R. Kelly, who's a poor man's Aaron Hall.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Throwing shade on R. Kelly?
Nah. No, fam.
Okay.
R. Kelly is Aaron Hall, especially early public announcement R. Kelly through 12 play. That is Guy. He is doing his best Guy impression.
I don't doubt that. I'm just saying.
So. I'll throw R. Kelly shade. You know, I ain't got no problem with Mr. Heaven, I Need a Hug. Anybody out there willing to embrace the thug? I have no problem with that.
And obviously, his personal life leaves plenty to...
I mean, not even because his personal life. I just don't want him in his 60s singing about being in the club.
He really is the old man in the club.
He really is. Three-piece suit, whispering in the girl's ear, I'm old enough to be your daddy. With the one drink with the umbrella in it, walking around all night, he's that guy. With the gold frame glasses, he's that guy. Three-piece suit with the vest, he's that guy.
Okay. Always into something. No, I'm sorry. One
we
more shot.
We need to talk about One More Shot.
One More Shot. Do you like one more shot. Record? No. You know, it's not bad. I know what they're going for. And it's, you know what it is? It's just tired subject matter. But it's...
Got you.
It's well executed for what it is. It's a professionally done song.
Oh man, the slander. It is a professionally done song. Hey, guess what, guys? I have a professionally done song.
You know what that is? You know what that is? It's kind of a reference to, because you and I, we listen to Bill Simmons podcasts.
Yeah.
It's like when they describe somebody as that's a professional basketball player. Like somebody who shows up and does their job but isn't like gonna set the world on fire, but they're a professional basketball player. This is a professional song.
There you go.
It does exactly what it means to do.
Yeah.
The hook kind of gets in your ear a little bit.
Yeah.
You sound like you're dying.
So does he. So does August. I love it. Yeah, he just... That's what he sounds like. Help!
Oh, I need a Kickstarter where people could just pay you to just sing songs. Like, that would be amazing.
Remember like the compilation albums that used to come on like infomercials late at night? I could totally do that. Just give me like 40 tracks and like a 6 CD box set.
You remember Will Ferrell on SNL when he did Robert Goulet and he would sing?
Yes.
That's
exactly, when my rap career is over, done. We're going on tour.
I like that. We're going to go on tour once your career is over.
No. For that, chill.
I'm just kidding.
Tour in 2015.
Right. Well, Will Ferrell singing Thong Song as a pseudo Robert Goulet is, you know, it's classic.
It is. The glory days of SNL. Anyway.
So One More Shot. Do you like it?
I agree with it. I think it's like, this is what we set to do. Let's do a record that makes the race.
I feel like Rick Ross was like, listen, you're going to have to put this on the album. I need something.
Yeah. Yeah. But it isn't. I don't know. It doesn't sound. You know, it's funny. Stally doesn't sound awkward on this song.
No, he doesn't.
It sounds awkward in the context of the album because Rashad has such a distinct sound that it's like I actually think its track placement on the album works because it's just right in the middle.
Right.
it doesn't stand out on its own. It's like buried in between a bunch of other stuff. So I don't hate it. I'm not mad at it. I understand its intended purpose. I'm just not a fan of it.
Always Into Something with Ty Dolla $ign, produced by Rashad.
I might be the only guy in the world who is just not a fan of Ty Dolla $ign right now.
I like this beat.
Okay, so Ty Dolla $ign's Beach House is on Spotify. So apparently I need to check this out because people are saying it's dope.
Okay. But you don't like the beat on Always Into Something?
Nah. There's a couple of beats on here that I really, really like that we're about to get into. But
we're going to get there soon. Not yet.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them. But I really like Boomin, but nah, I don't. Okay. Nah.
All right. System on Loud.
Yeah.
Produced by Black Diamond.
Black Diamond. Jeezy Black Diamond?
I think so.
Okay. Or is that Black Metaphor?
That's Black Metaphor.
Okay. Never mind.
This is okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. My notes on this are three short sentences. This is okay, not bad, just there.
That's stupid.
It's pretty much the song. 3:30 p.m. produced by Rashad. Come on, now we're actually getting to good records. I love the synth on this song. This is the best song so far on this album by far. Come on,
this is the best song on the album
up to this point out of the previous by far. No.
Boomin's better.
No.
Yep. No. Yes. Oh man, I see a George Mirasan jersey on Instagram for sale. Kind of need that.
Why?
Cause man, come on, man, George Mirasan.
You want a Scott Skiles jersey? You want a?
I actually do. Shout out to NBA Jam. Skiles and Shaq on NBA Jam. Yes, I would wear a Scott Skiles jersey. I absolutely would. He's one of my favorite shooters. He was.
Mookie Blaylock?
Yo, free Mookie Blaylock. See, he got 3 years.
Why you gotta say free Mookie? Like he did, like
he's going to jail.
Did he deserve to go to jail?
I mean,
you say it like he's a victim.
Okay, you know what? Vehicular homicide, that's a bad thing.
Right,
it's a bad.
Right.
It's a free Mookie just sounds, it just sounds like appropriate. Yo, free Mookie.
Anyway. All right, so let's talk about Chevelle. What do you think?
It's cool. These aren't the records that I'm talking about, but this
record
is...
Really? Okay.
No.
Sorry, I'm making notes when I need to call this. I need to make sure that I don't forget that you're trying to launch a Free Mookie layout movement.
Side B's going to be called Free Mookie?
I hope so. I don't know. We still have to go.
Still got two more albums.
Chevelle, you know, does Vegas put odds on... Like Big Crit jumping on the remix, or is that too obvious?
I mean,
it's a love song to his car. You know, as these things go, it's well executed, but I'm good.
It's a love song to his car.
Again.
That's funny.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. So let's talk about Free.
Yes.
The sample is fantastic.
Yeah, this record is dope.
Dope record. Best song on the album, right? Up to this point, best song on the album?
No, Boomin.
No, come on.
I really like Boomin.
You okay?
I really like Boomin.
Did you get some sort of like alternate version or?
You bugging? No, I just really like Boomin.
The beat on Free is way better.
Free is dope. No, Free. It's taking nothing away from Free. I just prefer Boomin. That's all.
You said Free, and the first thing I could think of is her spitting on the Cannabis album.
Oh yes. Yes, extraterrestrial, cut off your testicles and sell them to Mexicans. Yep. And then also Love for Free, which was his love song to Free that nobody's heard, but it's the funniest song ever. I was thinking of Free. I was thinking the original with the sample that I can't find to save my life.
I've sent that to you, haven't I?
No.
We've had this conversation on the show before.
Because we talked about we have the Philadelphia Freeway sample sampler that has the original version of Life with the sample on it and the original version of Free with a sample on it. And I don't think you found it. I thought you said you had it. You thought you had it, but you weren't sure.
Armand's interrogating me right now over the sample.
Yo, you dropped the bottle of beer at 11:45.
But yeah, Free's really good.
He's dope.
And finally, the last song, Navajo Rugs, featuring De La Soul.
Yes.
Produced by Rashad.
Yes.
It's cool.
No. This record is dope.
Really long.
It's long because of the outro.
I know. They should have split that off.
They should have. It's a little daunting when you see, Navajo Rugs. Why is this 7.5 minutes long?
That does sound like a record Cannabis would have made, right?
Navajo Rose. Nah, this record is dope. I love the beat. Of course, I love Pos and Dave on this record because I'm just huge fans of De La. So
I feel like it just takes a little while to get to them.
It does. It does. It does. I think Staly might have a 24-bar verse. Right. He might have got an extra eight, but I really like De La Soul on this record. I like the randomness of the feature, and I like the fact that it works. It doesn't sound awkward. Staly doesn't sound awkward with them either.
No, you're right. I think it works. It's cool. It's good.
It's a good way. I like the way it ends the album. The second half of this album is weird. Like the beginning of this album is cool. The middle is kind of shoddy, but then it ends well.
So overall, cool? Yeah, exactly. Like when we said earlier, you know, oh, it's cool.
Mad cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. All right. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Triply or Logic?
Let's get into Triply because I don't, there's not really much to say about Triply though.
Right. Yeah. It's okay.
Listen, I have this theory.
Okay.
I think that Reach's production... And I just think with a lot, not just Reach, but with a lot of hip hop lately, the producers are killing these rappers.
Interesting. The
production lately has just been out of this world, and rappers have just been kind of getting by and taking all this incredible production, this innovative production, this really dope production, and doing absolutely nothing to enhance it.
Yeah, thanks, rappers. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks a lot, rappers. So I'm not going to sit here and say that the production on this Triply album is interesting. Some of it is good. Some of it is very
kind.
I said it's interesting.
Okay.
It's interesting. It's not. It's let's do. And this is Reach's mantra. This is right. Let's do an imitation of what we think everybody else is listening to.
Right. I mean, Shui is 0 to 100. Manolo is pretty much Christian MMG, which is a weird phrase to say. You Don't Know is super Kendrick Lamar down to the yak 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 Schoolboy Q ad lib.
I didn't even get that far for the. They did.
You didn't even get that far. I listened to it and I was like, nope. I made up my mind about that entire song 2 seconds. I was like, nope, sorry.
It's funny.
Yeah, they sample your man Christian Grey.
Yeah, they did. I did hear that. But that joint is like super Drakey.
Yeah. Insomniac is at least a different kind of beat.
It's a very Andy Mineo beat. If you're familiar with Andy Mineo, it's right in his wheelhouse.
Okay.
He's the guy everybody's saying is going to pretty much lap Lecrae, take the baton from Lecrae and take, like, he's the guy. He's the next
guy. It's at least different.
Yeah.
Shout out to our man Thizzle.
Yep, shout out to Thizz.
He's on Lazarus.
Yep.
Sounds like Meek Mill is opening that track up though. Like there's a lot of hip hop karaoke going on here.
Yes, that I agree with.
I'm Gone sounds exactly like Kanye.
Yeah, it does. That sounds like Homecoming, right?
Yeah. I mean, just even the way like the verses are rap. Like I was like, come on, man. And then Sweet Victory, you know, that seems to be the trend on the Reach releases, where at the end you've got the you got to have that Christian contemporary.
The CCM Worship Jesus song, yeah. It's just very, yeah. Especially when you've got, and when you have things like Middle Clash going on, like that's just incredible. Their project comes out at midnight. They're gonna release it all together. It's been on SoundCloud, releasing it together with the instrumentals and remixes. You got this going on, and then you hear stuff like this. It's like it almost feels like one step forward, one step back. So I'm completely cool off of this album.
Agreed.
Completely cool.
Okay. That was fast. On to
This is funny. This is what we're ending the show with.
Why is that?
Because this album is, yeah, Logic's album is kinda interesting. He's an interesting story, and I can't wait to hear your take on it. I resisted texting you during the week.
Okay, good.
I had a lot to say, but I was like, I'm gonna wait.
Let me say this much. I really never paid attention to Logic.
Me neither.
I saw him on the BET cipher.
Tried too hard.
Mm-hmm. I have zero expectations going into this album.
Yes, me as well.
So I took the time while listening to the album to, you know, read up on him, do a little research, make sure I understand. You know, we try to go a little bit more in skin deep on Clock Radio Speakers.
You more. Shout out to you.
We. It's the royal we.
What you mean?
We do research together.
Okay. Yeah, we do. I'm not gonna front him like I don't.
Right.
We do.
Right. You're trying to play, you know what? You're doing the rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm a hustler.
Nah, not at all. you just do more research than I do. Your research game is on 100,000 trillion.
Let's go track by track here. Yes.
Do we have to go track by? Okay.
Oh, okay. You don't want to go track by track.
I mean, we can. Nah, go ahead.
Nice little intro. It's cool.
Where is this sample from? Oh, J Electronica. That's where I heard it from. At Fat Belly Bella. Fat Belly Bella. The song he wrote about Erykah Badu. That's where that's from. Oh, that's corny. Boo. You take an unreleased J Electronica song and then you create an intro out of it. Boo. Hiss.
There's a lot of samples.
Fam.
Let me tell you one thing. This guy is on the same label as Big Crit. And he got a way bigger clearance budget.
He is on Def Jam. Ooh.
We've got Bill Withers samples multiple times.
Fam.
He's not gonna make Marvin Gaye samples.
He's not making any money off this album. He's going to have to tour his heart out. Like,
right.
That's all I kept hearing. Like, man, these samples are dope, but man, y'all was cutting checks, bruh.
So Soul Food.
Yeah.
There's a couple producers on here, including DJ Khalil and his in-house producer named Six, who does like half the tracks on here.
Okay. Okay.
Soul Food, cool beat. And then the beat switch comes in and I'm like, okay. Oh,
that beat switch is nasty. I wanted to hit you up and be like, hey, can you?
And this is the first time when I said, a little bit of Kendrick influence going on here, right?
Oh, this is the first time you listen.
Well, Soul Food track 2 is when I'm like, okay, a little bit of Kendrick.
What did you hear? Who did you hear on the intro?
Well, you know.
Who'd you hear?
Look, Kendrick.
You hear Kendrick?
No, wait. I don't know who I heard. Who am I supposed to hear in the intro?
I hear J. Cole, Kanye, and Drake with a bit of Kendrick and some Childish. So again, you have like poor man's versions of poor. I guess I can't call him poor man because all those guys are actually talented.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sing, zip, pow, kapowie. They're all kind of like branches off of each other. So
right.
But I hear like I J. Cole. I almost want to call this album L. Cole, like for real. Like for real.
If we already make fun of J. Cole, this isn't gonna end well.
Man.
I'm Gone.
Yo.
Produced by Six.
Yo.
I like this song.
Yo. Stupid. Yeah,
again, serious Kendrick influence going on here.
Yeah, but I like
this record.
Yeah, this record is very dope. Very, very dope.
And look, I know that we also got the idea from Tribe, but these interludes, nah. Nah, they work. They're good. I don't want anybody else to do. You know.
Oh, you just don't want. Okay, you just don't want anybody to do it.
I don't want
anybody
to do it.
It's cool. Like I'm definitely realizing that. You know, a lot of things that happen on Kairos, and I'm not saying this to toot our own horn, but a lot of things that we did on Kairos are like just now, like other people are starting to do them. We definitely were ahead of the curve on some things, but that's cool.
You're not mad.
A little bit.
But I like I'm Gone.
I do too.
I also like Gang Related.
I do too.
I can't believe nobody used that Keep Your Heads Ringing sample.
Yeah.
Is that from Keep Your Heads Ringing or is that from something else?
Boop, boop, boop. That's KRS-One, but I don't know where.
Oh, you're right. That's Mad Crew KRS-One, which was used in Keep Their Heads Ringing. Mm-hmm. So I just call it the Keep Your Heads Ringing sample.
I'm actually about to pull it up right now.
Right.
Thanks, who sampled that?
Also, the detailed sample credits on Wikipedia.
Mad Crew KRS-One. Yeah, oh, you said it.
Yeah.
Keep the heads.
No, everybody forgets, but like that song just doesn't exist anymore.
That's crazy because that song is classic.
Song was huge.
Man, yeah. Not only is the song like incredible, but that was a hit record.
Huge. And that was really the, because Dre, he didn't do very many songs. It's not like it is now, where like artists that are really big, like, do you feel like there's always music coming out? Like, there was, I mean, he obviously did work with, you know, everybody in Death Row, but in terms of like a Dr. Dre song,
right,
that was like a thing.
Absolutely, it was.
Who else was in the Friday soundtrack? I need to look.
And it was all the Friday soundtrack had Ice Cube Friday. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. That joint. I'm looking up track listing
right now.
Keep the ads ringing Friday night. Oh, of course, you know, trying to see another day.
I love Friday. That's a great movie, man.
Oh, come on, man. One of, if not the greatest comedy of our generation. Classic. Hoochie Mama? Come on. Hoochie Mama? Come on, man. Woo. That song just is the embodiment of bad intentions.
The soundtrack will be, oh my God, 20 years old next April.
Friday's going to be 20 years old next year?
Yeah. What's astonishing, and this just shows you how different things are. I mean, really, like, the single only went gold. The strength of that single. The album went 2x platinum.
That's crazy.
But yeah, keep the heads ringing. It's a great song, but everybody knows that. But gang-related, I like this record.
Yeah, this record is cool.
Buried Alive, produced by Done Deal and Logic. So Logic's doing a little bit of his own production on some of these records. How you feel about Buried Alive?
I think after this, the album begins to have a reoccurring theme for me.
What would that theme be?
The production is dope.
Okay.
But I have no idea where you're going lyrically.
Mm.
Like, who are you?
He can rap, clearly.
He can rap. He can rap, but it's like rapping to a point.
Mm.
He's saying a bunch of things, but like actually weaving them together to, you know, create a point, emphasize a point, bring clarity to a situation, present a problem, something that MCs normally do. He doesn't really do on this album. And I could say that about the rest of this album, sans the bonus tracks.
Well, we'll get there. So Buried Alive, you know, I keep saying really serious Kendrick influence. Like, it's hard for me to get past it on some of these. Like, it's not even just the way he raps. It's, in many cases, the way that some of these beats are structured and sound. But hey, I mean, that's kind of to be expected, right? Good Kid, Mad City is an incredible album.
I mean, you know.
Right.
That's kind of what you want. You want to create an album that inspires people to kind of change their sound. You know what I'm saying? But,
right. Bounce, produced by S1 and M Phases. It's a cool record.
Yeah.
I love the way it ends, but it's a cool record.
Yeah.
Growing Pains 3, produced by Tay Beast and some other people. It's a cool song.
See, there you go. Tay Beast. He's getting TDE producers.
Dahi did the record after this. So
there you go. I wonder, did he ask, like, hey, can you give me, do you have any records that didn't make Good Kid, Mad City or Section 80? Can I get those?
Right. Never Enough by DJ Dahi, though. That beat is, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, like, yo, the production on this album was actually, like, it, to a degree, it was a breath of fresh air.
It was pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. But you're right. Like, at a certain point, I'm listening just for the beats, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Metropolis, I'm not really big on.
Metropolis? My favorite ad lib of 2013.
Him talking to the girls a little corny. He, in general, here, I'm going to pull a move that I never pull because I always say that I don't want to know about artists. The more I read about Logic, the less I liked him.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Break that down.
Like, you know, he calls his crew the Rat Pack with 2 T's. And there's, like, RATT stands for something. I'm like, you know what? Just go away.
What is the Rat stand?
I'm not even gonna dignify it. I just can't.
Really awesome tactical training or something like that?
No, you know...
Go ahead,
he calls himself like Young Sinatra. It's like, all right, you know,
I've seen Young Sinatra.
Just no. I don't know. That kind of threw me off. Nicki, produced by him and Six, his in-house producer.
Listen.
I like the melody on the song.
Listen, you can't name a song Nicki. It's a rap.
Well,
just keep doing it.
Right. It's either Darlin' Nicki or I've been making love to Nicki, and you're not better than either one of those.
No, you are encroaching on Terrius's territory. And that's just not going
to
happen.
And the whole idea of him making a song about how he's a slave to nicotine? Yeah. Boy. That doesn't really hit as hard as, you know, records where you're a slave to drugs or anything. And maybe I shouldn't be judging harshly, but it's like, no, I'm good.
I mean, nicotine is a...
Sure.
It's a legal drug.
I'm going to make a record called Kathy about my addiction to caffeine.
Yeah, yo, do a record called Kathy in your I call Kathy. She's my caffeine. Hey, yeah, yo, that would totally work.
Pressure. What is it with NWA samples? Is there like a message put out, okay, we'll clear them at a reduced rate?
I think they're getting that what's it called popping? That NWA movie popping. So they trying to build that momentum.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what label's doing the soundtrack for that.
Great question.
But you know what? Under Pressure, so produced by Logic entirely.
I just think of David Bowie now.
Right. But it's a good beat. I gotta give the guy credit. Now, granted, you know, it's a Bill Withers sample and a breakbeat, but I can't say anything about that because that would be really hypocritical.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's 9 minutes long. Like, I might have napped during the last 4 minutes of the song. I'm not going to lie.
It's the first album. It's that first album syndrome.
Totally first album syndrome. Including the last record being called Till the End.
Of course.
Which is produced by S1 and M Phases. It's a cool beat. It's a cool song. I'm being really harsh on him as an MC just because, and I think you are too, just because he clearly can rap, and either he has an ear for beats or somebody who helped him put the album together has an ear for beats. Either way, like, this could have been something even better than it is.
Yes.
But people are probably overrating this a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, as you might predict, Hip Hop DX of all places, which is amazingly still alive, you give it like a 9 and it's like, okay, just
oh, really?
Or a 4.5 out of 5. It's like, all right, you know what? Just slow down.
Well, yo, we need to wait for the inevitable Pitchfork review. So if Pitchfork gives it 2.5, that means that it's actually good. Pitchfork gives it like anything above a 7, then it's not that good.
That's not true at all.
Why? Because they gave Yeezus a 9 or something?
Yeah.
No, that just further proves my theory.
Pitchfork is complete hit or miss.
I think our back and forth Yeezy slander needs to be on a bingo board as well.
Right. I mean, you've got us singing Ronald Isley. You've got...
Yep. Biz Sweets.
Biz, well, yeah, of course. Yeezus Conversation. What else do we always talk about? I'm sure people could tell us right off the top of their head all the different tropes that we have on the show.
I really wish if somebody, Photoshop skills or something, if you could like make us a clock radio speaker's like bingo pad, like we'll give you a prize or something. I don't know. Like a, I don't know. We'll give you an autographed. We'll give you an autographed SoundCloud account.
Autographed SoundCloud.
I don't know.
So you can clearly tell that the first 12 tracks, this is meant to be a thing.
Yes.
And then you get to the bonus tracks.
Really interesting bonus tracks.
They really should have been left in the studio.
Yes, they should have.
You have Driving Miss Daisy,
mm-hmm.
with Your Man Childish,
mm-hmm.
with what appears to be, apparently it samples Spaz by NERD.
Does that sample that?
Must be a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's funny because I was reading Wikipedia as I was listening to it, because apparently I'm a nerd. And and I before I got to that record, I saw Sample Spaz by NERD. So when I clicked play, I was like, okay. I was waiting for some sort of, and then I was like, the beat's trying to do a little too much. I'm good. Yeah, pretty much. Childish is okay on it.
Yeah. Wait, is that Childish album going to be on our end of the year list?
It might be. God. Could people please put out some more albums?
Please, like, can we just get an influx of like albums the last 8 weeks of the year? That would be great.
Everybody's gonna drop December 22nd.
Jay-Z, Magna Carta, Holy Grail 2.
Oh God, if that comes out, oh my God,
he's gonna make an app with like HTC or something like that.
HTC. Blackberry.
Oh, man.
Who's a Blackberry bold? Shorty is a... No, you're not that one.
He's like, hey Beyonce, what are the hot new phones out right now? She's like, I really want that new BlackBerry phone. Okay, yeah. I just traded in my Sidekick. So like, you know, it was the Bold and before it was the Sidekick. I'ma use like, come on, cuz.
Random Jay-Z thing that sprung in my head the other week.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to ask you about it, just doing the show. Yeah. His verse on For the Fam.
Oh, classic.
He talks about having a child.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Miscarriage.
Oh, man. Now I feel bad about asking about it.
Yeah. It's not nothing bad about asking about it. Yeah, he had a miscarriage. Whoever the woman he was having the child with had a miscarriage, yeah.
Because I totally forgot about that. And I'm listening to that song and that verse came on. And I, you know, I find it's funny. Like, you listen to music you haven't heard in a while. You go back and you find yourself, like, the lyrics pop in your head like a split second before they actually come out. Yes. And I was like, wait a minute. Jay's having a kid?
Man, why is that? Man, Rockefeller has some really dope posse cuts. Is that top five? It's got to be top five Rockefeller posse cut, right? That 1-900 Hustler, You, Me, Him, and Her.
You might be overrating You, Me, Him, and Her a little bit.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No. Would you consider Bring It On?
Yes. Okay. That's in there. Reservoir Dogs?
Well, yeah, that's a posse cut. But it's not like only Rockefeller people.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I would consider that just because everybody thought that Jazzo and Sauce Money were going to sign to Rockefeller.
I would go with We Are the Champions.
Yes. Well, damn, if they... You got to have the clue version, though. Some instances, mixtape DJs catch a lot of flack, but...
On this show, especially...
Yeah, but some songs sound better with the DJ yelling over them, especially Clue tapes.
You know what doesn't sound better with people yelling on it is how inexplicably Funk Flex is on the retail version of Annie Up.
Yeah, that was too much.
All right, so hold on.
I hate the cutting at the beginning and all that.
Now I need to remember Beanie Siegel's second album.
The Reason.
Right. But I'm trying to think of the track because is there a...
I mean, Think It's a Game.
Nah, that's not really what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't really like that. They really tried to push that record.
They did.
The Rock the Mic remix with Murphy Lee?
No. We can't really count as That's Your Chick. That's not really a posse cut.
Nah, it's just Jay and Bleek, right?
Yeah.
And then Twista.
Well, Twista was on Rockefeller.
What? He wasn't on Rockefeller when he did that, though.
But when that came out, wasn't that the Lost... Remember there was the Lost version, which they put on Bleek's album?
Yeah, but Twista wasn't
there at the time?
Nah, Twista didn't sign to Rockefeller till like after like Slow Jams
you're
and
right,
stuff.
You're right. Oh, wait, anything on Kanye that might count?
Nah. Mm-mm. What about Rockefeller's The Army? Rock Army.
Yeah, Rock Army. I forgot about Rock Army.
Yeah, man, that Paid in Full soundtrack, that Dream Team, like they has some records.
Let's see, I'm going through the list. We're definitely not putting As One on the list.
Worst.
Right.
Is that Tyson Chandler I see jogging back to the locker room?
Oh no, already?
Already.
Wait. What about something on Cam's album?
One for Petey.
Camera.
I know, but I'm saying like I'm thinking Dipset. One for Petey. No.
I don't really like that record.
Okay.
My Mind Right remix. No, that's not a.
That's not really posse cut, but that's one of my favorites.
Would you consider like Come Home with Me? Because there's.
Because if Come Dipset. Home with Me.
Oh wait, Chest Fire.
There you go. No, that's just Cam. No, that's Cam Siegel and Bleek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people say
this is a fascinating conversation for people, by the way.
Some people. Don't consider posse cut. Some people consider posse cuts to be four and up.
Oh, well, that's just, you know, that's like a Wu-Tang era. But you're right.
Ooh, you God. We never talked about the slander that was that Wu-Tang video where they talked about the Drake remix.
Did you see the cover for their album?
Nah, I like my Wu-Tang in the 90s. I was having a conversation with some friends about Iron Flag. And yeah, back in the game now.
I did a 1.5 of the W and Iron Flag that really works.
Hmm. Is it on Spotify?
Nope. No, because it's got an unreleased song on it.
What unreleased joint?
Hold on. Let me go to my music.
My live.
Some of the beats on that were crazy, though.
What, on the W?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If the W had not followed, and we have a Wu-Tang retrospective that you can check it out.
Right.
If the W had not been after a 3-year lull and after Wu-Tang Forever, the album would have been better. And if it didn't have conditioner on there.
MC conditioner. What is that? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but oh my God. Careful click click.
Woo. Right. Hold on. So
Hollow Bones, Red Bull.
Right.
I can't go to sleep.
So the W 1.5. All right.
Oof. Back. Cool.
So it's, because I have the full version of, remember that Check Out the W? That's like an interlude on the W. It's like, got to check out the W. Got to.
Yeah.
That's an actual full song.
Oh.
So the 1.5 is Chamber Music.
Chamber Music. Ooh. Woo.
Careful.
Okay.
Hollow Bones.
Okay.
Red Bull.
Okay.
Y'all Been Warned.
Okay.
I split off the little Yes, Yes, Y'all. I call it the Yes, Yes, Y'all interlude. It's what Jizza does at the end of Conditioner. Remember? Okay. Right? Yep. And then Protect Your Neck. Let My Brovas Live. I Can't Go to Sleep.
I Can't Go to Sleep.
Iron Flag.
Iron Flag. Woof.
Check Out the W. The Monument. Woo! That yeah. RZA beat on Monument. Oh my God. And Gravel
one
Pit.
Of records where, like, I know they put, okay, in Gravel Pit. I that's one of them records where, like, I want to see. I would have wanted to be in the studio when Busta Rhymes, because Busta Rhymes, if you go on YouTube and like just watch Busta Rhymes in the studio videos, his reaction to stuff is always so over exaggerated. It's hilarious.
I can't imagine his reaction when he first hears the beat breakdown on that record. I would. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I always think of that video of him in the studio with Timbaland.
Of course, that's classic. Yeah, that joint is classic. Like, yo, you really kirked out over a stock sound.
If you had Busta Rhymes slander on your bingo card, you can.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, all right. So actually, we didn't really finish talking about Logic. we didn't talk about
Because.
So All Right is the last. Is the last record with Big Sean, produced by Tay Beast.
Yeah, these bonus records are very, very whatever.
Very bad. So overall, how do you feel about the album?
The production is very, very dope. I like the production a lot, but I just feel like Logic, the MC, I don't know who he is. He's like this J. Cole. It's almost, to a degree, I wish J. Cole would have these beats. And that says a lot for me. I realized this week I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. And I said, J. Cole, I like J. Cole, but I'm looking forward to anything that he does until he does it. Like, I don't know. I would like to have seen what J. Cole or a more established MC would have done with this production, because this production is really, really dope.
Production's really good. I don't know. Like, it's so hypocritical of me to say this, but I'll say it anyway. Like, just when I read up on him, I just felt like he was really corny.
Mm.
Like, he calls his female fans Bobby Soxers.
Like, that's always been, like, a thing for me as an indie artist. Like, am I supposed to call my supporters something besides supporters? Or I don't even like calling them fans, but, like, what are we going to call them? Like, Kairosers? The Wake-Uppers?
The Wake-Up Crew?
No. Then I got Sway and Tech coming from my pockets.
But I don't know.
I can see that. I'll swing back and do some research.
So my problem is I'm reading that and then I'm listening and then my opinion's just going downhill. And I shouldn't do that. Like, I should try to, you know, I should try to be as objective as possible. But yeah, I'll admit it. But no, I think he's talented. I think he can rap. I think there's way too much Kendrick influence on this. Yeah, but it's good. I don't know how much I'm going to want to listen to it over and over again.
Right.
I don't know what the replay value will be. Whereas I've already gone back and listened to that Run the Jewels a bunch. But yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just very like, it's very, all right. That's okay. It's like that.
So this album came out Was it last week?
I think so, yeah.
So do we know what he did first week?
Let me see.
Hits daily double. Here we go.
71K.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. No radio. 71,511.
That is.
And TI sold 74,000 first week.
Whoa.
That's nuts.
So TI has an admittedly bad record, but he has no mediocre on the radio.
I just, the irony in that is hilarious.
Oh God, there's just.
Yeah, no mediocre. Oh.
You're right. It's not mediocre.
It's bad.
It's bad. See, now you're gonna start singing it. Wow, Logic did 71. So assuming he's on a 360, they just grind this album out. He tours.
He's gonna be touring the mess out of this album.
Yep. You do a bunch of colleges.
Oh yeah. That's the thing though. He came to Def Jam with his own fan base.
Right.
So. He can do a tour. He can do a tour, and he can do some decent spots and get a nice number of people at several locations across the country. I don't know
the way you described that. At several locations across the country, you'll find Logic performing live.
Shut up! I'm hungry and I haven't eaten today.
I was gonna say I think this means we're winding down. But wow, 71! I'm still a little blown away by that.
That's crazy, man! Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
So Tina Shea did how many first week?
Dollar, I think 21.
No.
17, 18, 19.
T.I. did 74.
He did 74.
With all those Pharrell beats.
And VH1. And, you know.
And he's been around long enough, he might not have a 360.
No, he doesn't. Because remember a few weeks ago where he was like shopping, a few years ago, we was talking about that, you know, I want $1 million, whatever, whatever. See, here we go. Huffington Post, Logic Under Pressure is the best hip hop album in 2014. No, it's not.
Although, I mean, it's been a weak enough year. There are going to be people who want to make that argument. I'm not one of them, but you know.
What is the best hip hop album this year? What, Run the Jewels? Is that
might be the favorite right now, which sounds crazy. Yeah, we're going to have to go back and listen.
Amazing.
All right, man. Anything else you want to talk about this week?
Nope. I want to talk about this food that's about to get in my belly. Basketball I'm about to watch.
Anything you want to plug?
Even If I Lose remix available on ArmandWakeUp.com. Merch coming soon and more music is coming soon. I just got a mix back today, so expect. Yeah, this one's going to be fun. This one's fun.
Okay.
Nah.
All right, everybody, thank you as always for listening to Clock Radio Speakers, and we'll catch you all next week.